a couple of times a year we ask for your help, and we're at the end of this year. And we need your help to carry us through. So many years we have just supported the discovertheword.com and Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church out of our own pockets. But we're getting older, and we need your help. And it is the end of the year, and sometimes you need write-offs in your taxes. I remember one year, I hadn't consulted with my CPA, and I ended up paying $30,000 income tax that year. I would have get, and it was too late. And I told him, I said, if I had given this to the church, could I have, well, he said, you wouldn't have to pay anything. And so, every year before the end of the year was, I asked my CPA, what do I need to do to cut back on my taxes? I don't mind paying taxes, but we pay taxes two or three times on the same things. Pay taxes when you make it, pay taxes when you invest it, pay taxes on taxes when you buy anything, whatever, you're paying taxes. We pay a lot of taxes. Anyway, if you see it in your heart to help us with an offering, now some people have already done this, and I really thank them for it, because boy, it's a relief. We would be in a world of hurt if you hadn't just voluntarily just sent a check in, or gone to the website and pushed on PayPal or whatever. We need your help to keep him on running. Now, here in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian church and talking about giving. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given into the churches in Macedonia. That in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. They gave. I don't preach the prosperity gospel. I don't tell you if you give me $100, you're going to get $10,000 back. If you give $100 to the ministry, you can feel like you've taken part in putting this thing all over the world. And we do that all the time for you. Whether we get anything or not, we do it the best we can, as long as we can do it. For I testify that in accordance to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, not without being asked, or without even being asked, that is. Begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. Begging us to take money for the support of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. Consequently, we urged Titus that he had previously made a beginning so that he would also complete in you this gracious work as well to the Corinthian church. I wish you would give. Is what he said. But just as you abound in everything in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all earnestness in the love we inspired in you, see that to it that you abound in this gracious work also. Learn how to give. When God got your heart, he's got your pocketbook. Simple as that. He's always got mine. Because I'm going to do this work the best I can. I've been down where I couldn't even buy food and I still did the work the best I could. One time we were so low on funds that I didn't videotape the classes. I only audiotaped them, and I wish I'd have gone without food and videotaped them because some of those were the best I had. I apologize to you that they aren't out there on video. I should have sacrificed more, but I was down, flat, broke. I'm not speaking this as a command, but as proving through the earnestness of others the sincerity of your love also. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. My son was visiting with me here a while back. He said, Dad, how much does it cost you to keep doing this all the time like you do? I went on one website, and I pushed, and I said, that's what this month is. He said, that's a lot of money. I said, yes, it is. I said, it's for the Lord. How can you do that? It's for the Lord. That's how. You do it for the Lord. If you give, it's to the Lord. It's not to us, it's to the Lord. We'll try to be the best at taking care of your gift that we can do to propagate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you before you even give. And please know that from our hearts, I wish I could get somebody else to do this for me because I don't like doing it. I don't like asking for money to keep going, but we need your help. Maybe I'll get a volunteer one of these days. God bless you and we love you. And Father, use this little request for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.